It didn't take long for General Motors to come up with a new ad campaign after filing for bankruptcy protection earlier this month. The car company rolled out TV and radio commercials promising a stronger, more efficient GM.
There was a time when 8 different brands made sense. Not anymore. There was a time when our cost structure could compete worldwide. Not anymore. Reinvention is the only way we can fix this. And fix it, we will.
Joining us from our New York bureau is critic Barbara Lippert, who writes for Adweek. First, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Leanne.
And what's GM trying to do with this ad campaign?
Well, maybe come up with as many bizarre euphemisms for the word bankruptcy as they can. Basically, given the assignment of what they were allowed to say, the commercial is nicely done, the images move, the copy has its poetic moments, but this is not what they should be doing, in my opinion. We don't need image ads from GM that make them look like GE. You know, we need to find out what they're doing with the Chevy Volt, you know, how many miles a gallon certain cars are getting, where they're really investing in research. That sort of thing, rather than the same corporate blah, blah.
Now, this comes right after GM very publicly admitted that it failed. First of all, you don't think they should have done it, but they did it. Did they do it too soon?
No. I think if they were going to do it, this was the week to do it, you know, because they were afraid people wouldn't buy cars if they heard the word bankruptcy. But apparently, people are just looking for good deals, and it's not bothering them.
What do you think GM should have done instead?
You know, they have this whole new website where they're attempting to be transparent. But it's just so painful to watch because this is a corporation that Americans just don't really like. They've had their heads buried in the sand for a very long time, and they don't seem to know how to fight their way out of it. So on the website, you know, there are interviews with the people working on the Chevy Volt that are fabulous. There are interviews with designers that are fabulous. These people show that they really care about what they do. They're really smart. They're really inventive. They're thinking of the future. But you never get to hear that because GM has this weird insular culture.
Now, one of those on the website is an engineer, a battery systems engineer, and he's talking about the Chevrolet Volt. One would think that they should be talking about the Volt.
It's the future of transportation. I don't know why they're not talking about the Volt, except that, you know, it hasn't tested or it's not working well or something. I don't understand it. They shouldn't be advertising GM as a brand. They should be advertising their individual brands and the cars that people already like and feel good about. And certainly that would be the Chevy Volt.
Let's talk a little bit about the imagery in the ad that is playing and what GM is trying to say. There's one ad that people seem to either love or hate. There's a sunrise.
It's very much like Morning Again in America.
Yes, new day.
But, you know, with a beautiful sort of post-90s edge.
But what's with the hockey player face down on the ice?
Well, that's admitting bankruptcy.
Oh.
With the hockey player face down on the ground. You know, altogether, I mean, it's very slick and it's very good looking. And it has some interesting shots. You know, the Joe Louis fist in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
The big black silo that is GM. I think that they sort of came clean, you know, more than they wanted to and more than, you know, but it's still not enough.
So, is this new ad campaign going to work for GM, do you think?
Well, I think it's only a placeholder. I think if it didn't make people really mad, it will work because it's not selling anything. It's just announcing, we know we screwed up. They did it, and it's time to move on and show us what's coming in the future and what we can rely on.
Reinvention.
Reinvention. And, you know, the thing is, everyone's reinventing themselves these days. You know, everyone understands the position GM's in. Life is tough. You know, what they did for 30 years no longer works. They have to go to school or they have to learn a new profession. So people understand it. But to talk about it like a start over, like, you know, you toddlers have had a game of hungry hippos and they need to do it over when they start to cry, you know, is not the way to acknowledge $90 billion in debt.
Barbara Lippert is a critic for Adweek magazine, which covers the advertising industry, and she joined us from our studios in New York. Barbara, thank you very much.
Thank you.